Man, we ought to be the first 11-2 team to have dysfunction in the motherfucking locker room about receptions. They ought to be. I wish everyone could be like Amara St. Brown. You know what that motherfucker says?
What does he
get
say?
Me the ball or not, as long as we winning, we winning.
That's all the good receivers.
Just chill out. Don't wallow. A.J. Brown is a great receiver. Mind you guys. Are trying
they to all started off great. Until shit like this derails your career.
Nah, bro. He cleared up the air.
But he pulled the shit last season, too.
Yeah.
And look at right before playoffs. I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing.
I was a fucking weirdo for last year's stuff.
Yeah.
Haven't even.
What did I tell you about? Yo, bro. Wasn't it just last week you were just so gassed about the Eagles?
Brother, wide receivers do this. This is that's what they do at that position.
The Lions are beatable. The Lions are beatable.
They are.
Well, you're looking hella beatable. You almost lost to Carolina.
Carolina's bringing it close to everybody, though.
Your boy?
Who? Which one?
Jalen Hurts.
It's my dog, though.
100 yards? 100 yards?
My brother,
I can sort of see why A.J. Brown's complaining.
He had an off day.
He's been having off days, bro. He's not throwing. You know what really keeps him, like, above, like, criticism? Is his rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
More rushing ability.
Good. I don't know about the ability. It's more so just he has 13 fucking rushing touchdowns.
You're tired with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And they're all tush-push, right?
Nah.
The majority of them.
All but four, but still.
The majority.
But still.
No, can't be like, all but four.
He's had a couple quarterback draws.
Holy fuck. That stat that came out was 11 out of the 10, what is it, 10 out of 11, 1 yard line, Saquon, where he got stopped on first down, all turned into Jalen Hurts touchdowns.
I had to be less than 10 out of 11.
It's 10 out of 11.
Maybe 9 out of 10 or some shit.
10 out of 11.
Maybe 10 out of
13. So it's probably like 11.
If he has 13 touchdowns, that means it's three touchdowns he got.
That's probably
on the 2 yards.
What if they passed it and got down there? Yeah. You know?
What the fuck, bro? The system works.
And it's all probably on the 2 yard line.
Bro, you have a core. He's supposed to be a quarterback.
He a dog.
Throw it for 100 yards.
He a dog before he a quarterback.
He has their star receiver complaining.
You know what the problem is? That, yeah, Saquon's a fucking beast and he's going to fucking get you those wins if that's how he's playing. But teams are going to shut that down once it comes to playoffs.
I don't know why.
That's what it's going to come down to. They're going to stack that box.
I don't know why Jalen's moving weird sometimes, man. He's a streaky passer, is what he is. All of a sudden, he'll let off.
When do streaky passers win the Super Bowl?
I haven't seen a single highlight reel out of the Eagles other than Saquon.
Bro. Yeah, it's been very.
Have you seen anything else come out?
He's ridiculous, bro. Like, yo, how could you even compete with that? That guy's ridiculous right now.
The thing is, you guys are going to try to get him to 2,000.
I don't know. I've seen Bo Nix fucking highlight reels.
He's going to get the 2K.
Okay, bro, we have this every year with the receiver or running back. Yeah. Oh, they're going to break the record. Whatever. They try. They get close. Maybe he'll do it. I'm not going to.
Do you know what he's at, though? Like, he's actually really,
1,600,
really
close. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys are 11-2. How much longer do you think they're going to work him for? Let's say you win the next.
We're chasing Detroit right now is what we're doing.
What is it, 4 more games left?
Yeah.
So he has to get at the minimum 100. And what's the record?
2160, 2260?
That's scrimmage yards. Which he has like 1,700 scrimmage yards.
Yeah, but you want to get both. You want to get the rushing title is the main one.
As a running back.
Fuck the scrimmage.
Yeah. Okay, the rush, can you search it? It's like 2,050 or some shit. 2,060.
But I can see what the problem with A.J. Brown's comments, I feel like it was just because he made it public.
What is it?
2,105. So he has to... At least like 120.
So 11-2, so 4 games. So yeah, 100 yards a game.
125 a game.
For rushing?
Yeah.
That's
just rushing alone?
That's just rushing.
Who did that again? He's going to have another like 200 yard game.
Is that AP?
ED.
Word.
Eric.
Word.
Say his last name.
No, say it.
ED is pretty almost insane still.
Almost got it.
What the actual abbreviation for ED is.
That's crazy still.
But he's going to need another 200-yard game.
Yeah,
to make it safe.
But they're going to probably
What's
force
the issue. What's
his
schedule? Last 4 games.
Problem is, he's going to be worked.
We have Giants, Cowboys for sure.
And you think the guy's crying about yards?
Fuck, we have Steelers this week, though.
Yep.
Steelers, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants. Commanders. Close the season.
Oh, yeah. Commanders haven't been the same. It's just the Steelers.
Minus six, though, surprisingly.
I think he's gonna need to get at least like 80.
This game?
Yeah.
But I just, okay, back to the AJ Brown thing. I just don't get why he has to do that in media.
Well, yeah, why do you have to tell them?
He did it last week. I mean, last year.
Last year was a little different, though. Last year, whatever. He wasn't
losing.
Like, bro, unless it's something. But then he also, like, who knows? Maybe it's some shit he's addressing and he's like, bro, nobody's listening to me.
Yeah, nobody's hearing me still. But even Devontae Smith came out and said, yo, like, there is some trouble in the passing game right now. Like, Devontae Smith came
out. Yeah, because you know, once it comes to playoffs, like, teams are going to scheme just be like, all they can do is fucking run.
Okay, so who's at fault right now? Is it the receivers? Is it AJ Brown or is it Jalen Hurts?
I think it's Nick Sirianni.
Eagles fan?
I think
tell us.
I think it's Jalen Hurts.
Whoa!
But
so,
yo,
yeah, I tried
but
100
yo,
yards.
But yo, so what is the reason? Is this like he just can't throw the ball and they're just like, whatever, lose
I just
the confidence
he, I just,
or they just
I
run
just,
it?
I just think he's just reading defenses wrong. I just think that's all it is.
You saw that one play get broken down, huh?
I've seen it still. I think he's just not reading it as well as he's supposed to. But yo, the thing I trust about Jalen, he like me though. You know what I mean? He mature. He finna learn from his mistakes and shit. So once he figures that
a lot
shit,
of these guys can hide that shit behind a good talking voice, man.
What are you trying to say here?
If I'm talking about you, bro. All I'm right. talking about him. I say these guys can go out to the media and just be like, yeah, I know we got to work on this. It's like, oh, he's taking accountability. But you can take accountability as much as you want if you don't fucking
do
change
the work.
Shit,
yeah,
then what the fuck
work.
Does that matter?
Yeah, for sure. But I think...
Dysfunction.
It's a brand.
I thought you said this shit got cleared up.
And you know the
clear.
You know the other valid
point? How?
It looked clear.
You know the other valid point for AJ Brown is look at Jamar Chase. He didn't get the contract, right?
But yo, Jamar
but now
Chase
he's putting
was,
up. But now he's putting up these fucked numbers.
But yo. He's going to get paid. But yo.
That's all you guys give a fuck at the end of the day.
You got to remember though, Jamar Chase was.
Didn't AJ already get paid?
Jamar?
AJ.
Yeah, he got paid when he got signed. He got signed a 4-year.
Yeah, so what is this, year three?
That's where he got re-signed, man. So it was.
Are you sure?
This offseason.
I don't think it went like that still.
No, not after the shit he pulled in the playoffs.
Nah, I don't think so this offseason.
So this will be year three, right? First year, they didn't do shit.
No, he did, son. He's right.
He
signed a fucking 3-year, $96
million. Yeah. I don't know what he's complaining about.
He signed until 2029.
Yeah.
That's he signed an extension.
He signed an extension on the original contract.
Yeah, that's what they usually do. That's why Jamar was so pissed off.
Yeah, so then never mind. I'm gonna then.
Well,
it's like no excuse, bro.
Yeah. But hear me out.
Why the fuck do you care,
Jamar,
bro?
Jamar was bitching earlier in the year that he wasn't getting the ball and he's always fucking open. So I trust that we'll figure it out just like them, right?
I think Jamar just has better.
Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts are not the same guy, buddy.
As a team, it's a team game. Jamar Chase and AJ Brown are not the same.
Yeah, they could be different. They look different. They rock different hairstyles.
One's way better.
At what?
At everything.
That's crazy.
Well, name one thing AJ Brown's better than Jamar Chase at.
Blocking.
Could you grab that?
Blocking. How about that?
Yeah, this is the same dysfunction you had last year.
Say he's stronger, too.
But at least we have Saquon this year. And you know what? The defense isn't playing as bad. Or bad at all.
Gonna need... That connection, though...
Needs to be worked on, yeah.
Y'all need to fix that before the playoffs. But the playoffs is right there.
Yeah, I just need Detroit to...
But it was just a quick reaction time of just fucking... Yeah, close game against the Panthers. It's like, don't panic, bro. Don't show people like you're panicking.
Then, I think you're just pissed he's not getting... It's his stats. Even though his stats aren't even that bad...
They're
pretty fucking good. He missed a couple games, right?
Yeah.
Four games?
They're not that bad.
He has like 880 in yards, four touchdowns.
He's going to have another 1K year.
Yeah, so what the fuck is he bitching about?
Bro, he just feels like...
Dysfunction.
You know what he's saying? The game plan doesn't revolve around us enough.
Yeah, that's just
selfish.
Selfish? Selfish is what he is.
Selfish
is what he is. But yo, he's also right,
though.
Also right, though, because he is good and he should get the football.
Nah.
You can also address it in a different way than the way he does it.
You don't go to the media.
That's principle.
His one word answers are just being like
passing.
See, y'all talk shit about the Patriots. You talk shit about Billy. Let that happen on Bill Belichick's watch.
He's fucking getting cut, bro.
He's getting cut.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni came traded, out and said, hey, misunderstood for, what he meant.
For a fucking third string corner. Yeah, that's what he's getting cut for.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Nick Sirianni came out and said he talked to AJ and said media's blowing it out of proportion.
How are they blowing out of proportion?
Bro, you know how you address that? You say, I would be like, right now the team's doing well, 11-2. There's some things that we should work on. Yeah. Feel like I'm not getting the ball enough, but... That's some shit that we all.
That would have been blown up.
But I just don't.
You think that's worse than just saying like, passing.
I just
no passes. You know, that's the worst.
The only part that I don't understand is like, you look at Jay Jess. You see what Jay Jess been moving in the media, right? Militant, disciplined, fucking
trained.
Trained. What's the word I'm looking for? Diplomatic. You know what I mean?
Well, he has nothing to complain about.
No, but like...
Before this game, though, like, Jay Jess was getting double teamed.
No, there's been a stretch of like 3-4 games where it's like...
He was not getting the ball.
Like, the start of the season, he was going insane.
Yeah.
And then the last 3-4 games is like Addison. Hawkinson came back.
Yeah.
This guy didn't get fucked, bro.
Yeah, bro, and you know...
He already has good stats. Like, he already...
Fuck the stats, though. Your team is winning big. Yeah, your team's winning. And they're guarding you. Their best player is guarding you. All right? So let's go play 10-on-10. You feel me?
I do think you should be getting your number one the ball, but like
trying to.
But you're not trying to. You could get some bubble screens.
You know what changed my mind though? It was that Tom Brady clip of him talking about like, bro, I had to make sure I got my number one receiver the ball.
Yeah, it's a fucking them mentally, duty.
Bro. Word.
Every snap, you're running out 25, 30 yards.
Yeah.
That's why they turn into...
Not getting any looks. And it's like, bro, that's frustrating. It's supposed to be like, you know you're the number one guy.
Honestly, that makes sense though, still.
But yeah. You got to get him the ball early, bro. That's it. Like, you get him a couple targets early. Get him, get him involved. There you go. You're good. But as soon as you stray away from that, like, yeah, that's when you get problems, man.
And especially if the offense isn't doing... that well. Like, it's not like the offense was doing great and AJ wasn't getting the ball. You know what I mean?
I think that's what it was too with the Panthers. Like, the team was struggling with the way their game plan was. And it wasn't like, and you're like, okay, our team's struggling, but they're still not looking.
So the coaching?
So they're still not looking to change up the plan. Looking
for anything.
No, I'm just wondering, what is it? Is it coaching? Is it Jalen Hurts?
I've been watching the Eagles games this year thinking to myself, are they trying to hide something? Are they trying to keep something in the bag for the playoffs? Because sometimes I watch these guys play and I'm like...
Same shit every game.
Nah, bro. It's just like, yo, I know you guys know this doesn't work, yo. But yo, then Saquon breaks off an 80-yard rush and you're like, all right, bless. You know, fuck, we're relieved. Even look at that Saints game we played way back. It was 3-0, bro, with 6 minutes left. We were getting fucking cooked.
I think it has to do with Jalen, bro.
Right. You think he's not good or some shit?
I think he's just not playing up to... his standards.
But like what though? What's he like? How is he?
To just be passing better. Like, I don't know. It comes down to just that, man.
You know what he is? You know what it is, bro? He's been trying to protect the ball more too. And I think he's over protecting the ball. He's throwing one pick in 8 games, which is good.
I mean, it's pretty easy. Well, your last game was 100 yards.
No.
Yeah, and you only have like 14 passing attempts.
That was just his last 2 games, man. Before that, his last 2 games, bro. Come on, bro. Give the guy a fucking break.
I'm not giving him a break, bro.
Hold on, man.
AJ Brown's not giving him a break. Why should I give him a break?
Okay, so before that game, before Baltimore, he was 15-22, 180, one touchdown. Before that,
180.
Before that, he was 18-22, or 18-28, 220. Before that, he was 14-20, 200. Before that, he was 18-24, 230. Before that, he was 16-20, 236.
Holy fuck. Every game below 25 passing attempts is insane, bro.
There's something going on, bro.
That's insane, Jeff. You look at any of these good... Look, bro. Since we were comparing them
He's before. Only thrown over 25 attempts five times this season.
It's crazy.
Right through for 311 against the Saints, bro.
When was that?
Week 3.
Week 3? Was that the only time he threw 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's why he's complaining. I see it. And it also doesn't help that they always fucking run the ball in the end zone.
All right, bro. What do you
Never fucking pass it.
What do you want to do with
How are they the only team that gets down at the one?
They're just
right. I don't get it.
You're the only fucking team, bro. No, it's like the game plan
you're
for
tripping,
that.
You're tripping.
Nah, bro.
They're not the only ones.
Bro,
other teams do it, but they pass.
Brother, that many times? That many fucking times.
Bro, we have an OP play. If it's from the three, we're
y'all try to just times. Get to the one, bro. That's your thing. It's like, yo, let's get to the one. You already know what it is. Jalen Hurts. And the receivers are like, yo, bro, can I just get one? Like, can we just try it?
Tell him to
run. Can I get one fade?
Tell him to run a fade from the 10, bro.
Tell That's him to too deep.
Fade is like the highest rated incompletion.
Yeah, I don't know. They used to be good.
I was reading a stat about it, and the only time it was a good play was when Calvin Johnson used to run it. That was the only player that...
Only percentage that was good?
That like would be like, when you look analytically, like analytics-wise...
You're favored.
Like, yeah, you're better off throwing this fade to Calvin Johnson in this position.
I don't know why they don't just run a slant, bro. That's so easy. When you're one-on-one over there, if you're deep, like...
Yeah, but then you get this fucking Patriots pick to win the Super Bowl, bro.
Well, you got to, like, spread it out. You got to be really right, far.
So look at Joe Burrow's passing attempts. That's not passing attempts.
But, yo, that's a team that's always losing. Has an ass
No,
defense.
They, bro, are they always losing? They're losing pretty close.
What I should say is...
Bro, 44, 38, 50, 56, 39, 37, 25, 28, 39, 31. Bro, it's all
passing attempts. But what are the scores in those games, though? Like, he has to throw the ball that much. And their running game is not as good.
Bro, you guys were fucking in close matchup with the Panthers. How many passing attempts did he just have now?
I think nine. I don't know.
That was a close game, man. That was just Saquon.
21 passing attempts.
Bro, Kansas City beat them by a field goal, too. They're the best team. They're probably the best team in the league.
And think about it like this, too.
They're different, bro.
You have just as...
Don't try to complain. Yo, they're champions, bro. Why? What do you even...
If you're not running the ball with Saquon... And it's like, then the quarterback's fucking running the ball?
Yo, come on, bro.
We're a run first.
Like, imagine you're just out there running your route, and it's like, either this fucking, we're running the ball here, regardless of who the fuck is running
okay,
it.
Okay, but how good are the stats of the wide receivers on the Baltimore Ravens?
It's, well, Lamar's having a good season.
He is, though.
Lamar's having a great season, actually.
There's 31 rushing attempts, 21 passing attempts.
They were a run-first team. What do you want me to tell you? They are.
So that game is close game, right? And Panthers were pretty much up.
Lamar has thrown for...
What did you say about Panthers there, Dave?
Panthers were up. They had 34 passing attempts.
Lamar has...
They don't run the ball as well, though.
Chuba Hubbard's a good runner, bro.
He is. I will not discredit him. But, yo, this is stingy defense, bro.
Okay, let me just clarify the Lamar.
Let's go Lions, who have two fucking running backs.
See yeah, what? They still... Okay, but let me do the Lamar shit. 3,300 yards, 29 touchdowns, 3 picks, 67% completion percentage. So he has 29 touchdowns, okay? And all right, so the receiver stats. Zay Flowers is, bro, 60 receptions, 863 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Same as AJ, don't know. That's the same as AJ, don't know.
How many games? 11? So he's missed 2. But yo, who's better?
AJ Brown.
Okay. Mark Andrews played 9 games. Well, he started 9 games. 490 yards, 7 touchdowns.
All right. Mark Andrews is a good receiver.
I mean, Isaiah Likely started 7 games, 384 yards, 4 touchdowns. But they have, like, a bunch of receivers they throw to. They have, like, that Duvernay guy.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, do you see how Lamar High points the ball to those guys? The guys are kind of fucked the guards, still. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
They throw that shit fucked. I ain't gonna lie.
Bateman? That Bateman guy?
Rashad.
Bro, 574 yards, 5 touchdowns?
Yeah, they're having a season still.
AJ Brown's ranked 17.
In what, yards?
Yeah.
In yards?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's only played like 10 games.
I think 10 or 9? Whatever, you missed 2 games.
But your team is like... Yo, you have two receivers you throw the ball to, bro. Like, that's it.
We lack depth after that. Dallas Goddard's good, too, but we lack depth. Like, Jahan Dotson or Barrett Covey. These guys, they're ass.
I don't know who the fuck that
they're
is.
They're ass. That's why. That's why you don't know them. They're
Barrett,
ass.
Barrett Covey.
They're ass. They're literally ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Jerry Jeudy has more yards than AJ Brown.
Jerry Judy's resurgent, bro.
Yo, but I showed news.
Oh, yeah?
Why didn't you start him? Huh?
Why don't you start him?
I drafted him in yards.
I think it shows like you just like sometimes just a system.
I think he just needed a fresh start, bro. The guy was good in Alabama. Like he was nasty.
Yeah.
He was like, what was he top 20?
So, bro, he was supposed to be the best receiver out of the draft. He was, I think he was the highest pick receiver.
He was 16 or some shit, no?
He was over CD.
Yeah, yeah. He was nasty. And Alabama, he was nasty. That's like one of the few wide receivers I actually heard about, like from college and shit.
Yeah, play with shit quarterbacks, all that.
Yeah, bad system, like Devin said.
What about a team that can play offense, but they're still shit? Real fucking Bengals. They're having a season I've never seen in my life.
Bro, Joe Burrow leads in passing touchdowns, passing yards.
Yeah.
And Jamar Chase leads in receiving yards.
And receiving touchdowns, too. No?
And receptions.
And receptions.
So he's about to get the triple crown. He's about to have the fucking quarterback. Like, if they had a winning season, that's MVP.
He's MVP OPOY. Still, for sure, for sure, for sure.
That's crazy, man.
The defense let him down.
Finally admitted?
I've been admitted it, bro.
Yo, you
don't even play that shit, bro. I've been admitted.
How'd you start the season off?
Yeah.
Bengals are going to fall off. And it's because of Joe Burrow. Remember that take? Well, aging like raw eggs.
I was 50. I was 50% right, though. I was 50% right, though. It wasn't because of Joe Burrow, though. But it was definitely
50% right.
They definitely fell off the cliff, though.
Yeah.
They should be a top five team in the league.
They got to fire their coach, man. Like, just get them the fuck out of here.
Why is his hat always fucking crooked? You got to see a fucking licked uncle every time I see him.
So you think Jamar finally passed Justin?
Yo, J-Jets? Honestly, bro. Bro said he wasn't going to beat him by a little bit. Well, I'm going to beat him by them pennies.
You don't think so?
It's hard to compare,
that's
bro.
That's a fantasy owner right there, bro. That's a fucking fantasy owner right there.
Winning team, there. Buddy.
Yeah. Kevin O'Connell is a great coach, too, bro.
But I mean,
and there's more depth defense, on that team, too, bro. Like, look at is this Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. That's it.
Yeah, but it's harder to get them the ball then.
You say this every time, but.
Yo, it goes both ways, though. It goes both ways.
I don't think it goes. If you have two receivers, it's not hard to get.
How does it go both ways? Have you seen what the fuck Addison did this week? You know how the fuck that happens?
Because they're guarding J-Jets.
Yeah.
So when they guard double team Jamar Chase and he still burns
but then what? But then, see, but it's like you double team Jamar Chase, but then it's only T. Higgins.
I know, but bro, they double team him and he still gets open, like on some fuck shit. On some actual crazy. Fuck shit.
I don't know how he's doing
on some that. Fuck shit. They literally bracket him and he still gets open.
He bro, does find those broken plays.
He's like sneaky fast, bro. Like,
yo, he's fast. Yo, that he's touchdown sneaky, he got. Sneaky fast, the game winner, bro. That's fast, man.
Like I thought he was like slight. Yeah,
quick turnaround, bro.
I thought J-Jets was like low-key faster until this season. I was like, damn, bro. This guy's
You know what it is? J-Jets looks quicker. Like he's running fast.
Yeah. J-Jets also quicker.
Yeah, he's quick. He is probably quicker.
But
yeah.
Like Jamar Chase running away from a guy on a slant, you're like, yo, he's going to catch him. And then he scores.
Yeah, that guy's not. 15 touchdowns?
Slippery too, bro.
Yeah. Probably nope. I think he's stronger than J-Jets, bro.
100%.
Yeah. J-Jets probably a better route runner, though, bro.
Yeah, better route runner, but one has, like, strong. Like,
I think he's a better catcher. But I think Jamar Chase is,
I think he has, like, stronger.
I think Jamar Chase is just more physical, bro.
Yeah physical.
Yeah.
Bro, faster. He has 15 touchdowns in 14 weeks, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
He probably won't break the receiving record.
Was it 20?
It's, like, 23.
23? No, it's
not. Who has that?
Randy.
It's 23, though, that season was
with Brady, man.
I swear it was 20.
That whole 7 season was crazy.
I believe you.
Yeah, 23. Okay, he might not get 23, but he'll get like 20. I think he'll get 20.
What's four more games? What, including playoffs?
No. Just regular season. Can you imagine that?
16-0 shit, still.
23 touchdowns? Fuck.
Nah, that guy, fuck, I don't know.
It's fucking minus 400, bro.
What?
You want to take him anytime touchdown?
Jamar Chase minus 400?
No, I'm saying Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They probably even have
it's
that.
Probably minus 200, too.
They probably even have that prop back in the day, bro. They just started fucking with that shit.
See, the thing is, you say winning, but Jamar's been to a Super Bowl. Rookie year.
That was when their defense played football.
Well, their team was shit until Jamar came, and then they just fucking snapped.
That he's that type of individual. Brother, if we, like,
similar. I don't know how they have
if any, him. I think if any teams lost their top receiver, like their best perennial wide receiver, they'd be in trouble.
Bro, they haven't paid him. And now he's going to break the fucking bank on them. Slapped them over the head. The sludge hammer.
Should have paid him what they paid him last year when he was half hurt.
Yeah, they should have signed him then.
Yeah, they're losing an extra at least five a year.
Easy, bro. At this point, bro, you have to pay him whatever you ask for, bro.
It's above JJ.
Do whatever, bro. Pay him the most.
Yeah, pay him the most.
Get T. Higgins out of there.
Give it to us.
Yeah, free T. Higgins stuff.
Yeah. We will make sure you get the ball, boy. Yeah.
What could they do, though, on their defense? Like, I just don't get how they have, what's his name there? Hubbard? He's a top pass rusher in the league, bro. Like, how does that work?
Huh? It's just one guy.
That is it, still.
It's just one guy. That's the only pass rush they have.
Hendrickson, that's it.
That's
all now, they got.
Hubbard's good, too, though. Sorry, I said Hubbard, but he's...
No, but Hendrickson's the only
guy. He's the guy.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
They need secondary, man. Can't guard shit. Need a different defensive coordinator.
How well did Cooper Rush do?
He did pretty well, man.
Early on,
he actually didn't do that bad.
No, they won 27-20 on a game winner.
Man, Dowdle.
They were going to lose that game too, bro. They got bailed by Luck. Blocked punt.
Yeah.
Team touched it. They got the recovery. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't watch the game at all. I was already...
Dallas blocked the punt.
Yeah.
But when they blocked it, it still went forward. Caught a weird bounce, hit a Dallas player, and then since he recovered.
Wow. That's fucked. That's actually insane. No, I was already dead at that moment on my ticket, so I was like, yeah, I ain't watching no more football today.
Come on, man.
I ain't watching that shit. Yeah. So what was we saying about...
To talk about the Bears? I wish Brandon was here.
Can we talk about my fantasy performance quick?
I believe I bet on that, bro.
Record-breaking fantasy points. We've ever had in our league.
Is it?
217.
217 is literally fucked.
Most ever.
You literally couldn't beat that with the most perfect team ever. You literally couldn't beat it.
Dog, he put up 180. Imagine you put up 180 and lose.
That's fucked, bro. That's fucked. Bro.
He had Josh Allen put up 52 points and he lost.
Still lost. Yeah, y'all gotta watch out for Brandon, man.
Yeah. Now Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow fucked up everything.
Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, and Saquon, bro.
His team's fucked still.
Yeah, I'm be real, yo. Y'all losing to him.
Yeah.
He's winning.
I need some injuries.
Well, especially at this time of the year. Jamar's just going to try to break a record now.
See, Saquon's you know what I don't get? Yeah. You know what I don't understand? He's starting Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow. Would you do that right now?
I don't really blame him.
It's really too
but
good
what I'm see. Saying is if
this guy got two quarterbacks like that, bro, holy fuck.
Imagine if he played Superflex where they had two quarterbacks.
I think he drafted them late just like when he wanted to choose quarterback. Yeah, back
I think
to
he
back
got there. Lamar fairly early, like week seven.
Yeah. I gotta see the draft.
He also got Juwan Jennings and he keeps getting lucky where fucking man's just keep getting hurt on that team.
I hate Juwan Jennings, bro. I cannot stand that guy.
Bro, and Jonu Smith?
That was the biggest pickup ever, bro.
He's and Courtland Sutton, too.
I can't believe Courtland Sutton's good.
His whole team, the majority of his players are playing well, man.
He wavered
DK hasn't shown up.
And he wavered quietly. Like, he wavered quietly when nobody was even looking for the players this shit.
But, yo, I'd be starting Joe Burrow over Lamar.
I don't know. Lamar has the rushing effect,
But you know why?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the rushing touchdowns, rushing yards.
My thing is just because if you're going to have Jamar Chase on the lineup, bro, it's like you're committing to it.
But what if he has a bad game, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, I think early on he played them both when they had a couple bad games early.
Yeah.
I think maybe the first game of the season, he had Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow against the Patriots.
I think he started with Lamar.
You think so?
Yeah. It's hard not to.
Yeah, it's hard not to still.
You got rushes, you know? But you want to go over a draft? Might as well just go over how it went.
Oh, okay.
So the first pick was C-Mac. Second pick was Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, dumpster juice top two.
Grizz. Fucked
he
up.
He played well this week, though, in playoffs.
Yeah, he got his get back this week still.
Just wasn't enough.
The thing is, he had such a great season last year, I can't even blame him.
C-Mac, same thing, bro.
No, they're Drew with that shit this year.
I'm lucky to even make the fucking playoffs, bro.
The crazy thing with C-Mac is like, okay, that's his injury. Tyreek got screwed over because Tua got hurt.
Yeah. That's a weak wide receiver.
You know what? I'll tell you what makes it worse.
A weak wide receiver.
C-Mac gets hurt, and then the fucking backup gets hurt. Like, I can't get. I kept the backup.
Who picked up the third string?
You Chris
scum
didn't even play.
Great,
but you know what's crazy? AK had a waiver for him as well, and he had priority over me. So if he got him, I would have been fucked.
How many put up?
Bro, he dropped like 20.
Yeah, or
enough though. He put
it's
up
a
enough,
system,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
Third pick was CeeDee Lamb.
I'm still taking C-Mac next year if I get my first pick. Just saying that.
Well, it should be he should be good now.
CeeDee's
third. Wow, we drafted terribly.
CeeDee third is fucked.
Well, that so all three of that's chalked.
Sure it's just like a standard fucking draft right there.
The Bijan fourth, but you.
That was insane.
He hasn't played that bad though, yo.
Bro, you took him over J-Jets.
Bijan and then Breece was next, right? After that?
No,
that's me. I
took him over Jamar Chase. That's the biggest problem.
Bro, you took him over Jamar Chase, J-Jets, Breece Hall, Amon-Ra.
Breece Hall's ass, bro. Don't play like Breece Hall's good.
Saquon.
Saquon
is the biggest slip for every single person.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, it's fucking nothing.
You know why nobody picked up Saquon? Because everybody's theory was just like, he's going to lose a lot of his touchdowns.
It's because you're fucking quarterback, bro. Like, this is why he gets on my nerves. Shit like this, bro. But that's the only reason I was like, he's not going to have a good year.
The guy would have one touchdown and end the fucking game with 35 fantasy points, bro. Like, how? How is that possible?
Yo, because he also catches receptions.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he gets the full PPR shit.
So, it was J-Jets, then Breece Hall.
He's ass. Breece Hall is ass. I told everybody I'm not taking him.
Yeah.
I was happy he wasn't fucking
Pause. Here. Amon-Ra. Then it was Jamar Chase. A.J. Brown. Garrett Wilson. The bad pick. And it was Puka. Jonathan Taylor.
Puka early. That's crazy. Who's Puka?
Puka's been good.
He just hurts.
Dream team.
He just hurts.
Jonathan Taylor, then it was Saquon. Yeah, see, Brandon, he drafted right.
Yeah, but he also got. But that's what I'm saying. Puka before Saquon.
Saquon before Puka.
Saquon was after Puka.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Jonathan, you're right. I know Tanvir's kicking himself. He took Jonathan Taylor right before Saquon got picked.
How can he be kicking himself after his season?
Oh, he'd love to have him now. Yeah. Could you imagine how fucked
his team would be? Yeah, they'd be OP still.
That was Jahmyr Gibbs. I tried to tell you he's better than Montgomery, bro.
They're both good, bro.
No, he's better, bro. He's
better.
He's better, bro. Though you want to post that?
I was going to message Nat, bro. That's what you're making the mashed potatoes.
That was Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Cooper Kupp. Fuck. See, I fucked up. My two receiver picks right there was Marvin Harrison and then Devontae's
Adams. The picking Marvin Harrison that early is actually fucked.
Actually,
when you're trying to get lucky.
Nah, if I look below, nobody was really.
I think the next round I took Ayuk, who got hurt
Chris
too.
Olave. Damn, there's a whole bunch of players that did not finish the season, bro.
Yeah, I'm looking below. Not a lot of good receivers after that. I got a lot of good picks. I got fucked over with C-Mac. That's all it is. Next year, you know what we should do at league? You can't get number one pick back-to-back years.
Could do that.
Well, you don't fucking complain it. Because I'm just somehow getting number one again.
That's fair. That's fair. I swear you've had number one like three times in a row, bro.
Yeah. No, I had it last year.
Not in a row, bro.
That's how I won fantasy last year with the C-Mac.
Well, three times.
I won it when I had number one pick, too.
That's crazy.
Number one pick's big, bro. You pick great. That's it.
Well, I mean, if C-Mac played, you'd have been a factor, but they jewed you, bro. They literally jewed you this year. They actually did.
You can't believe it.
Man.
After that first game, you're like, fuck, bro. One game. Fuck, bro. The whole fucking season is done.
Yo, it's just
comes back just to get injured again, bro. That was the worst.
It's just how they came out on Monday night to say, like, yeah, Jordan Mason. And Jordan Mason's like, oh, yeah, I knew I was starting this last week and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm surprised they never did anything about that.
They allowed it. They let it go under the rug still.
You know what's crazy? I had all three of them.
I know.
But then I dropped the third.
You dropped the third because Jordan Mason came. Who would have thought that first and second would get injured back to back, bro?
That's crazy.
The same fucking week, man.
You just get abused in that system, bro. So running backs get a fucking abused.
Yeah.
Shit. That's all it is, man. Billy over at UNC, how y'all feel about it? It wasn't my coach, though, but.
Fuck. I wish he'd do the NFL one more time, man.
Maybe he'll be back when he's 85.
This is it.
Is that the school his girl goes to?
They big respect, man. Like, go ahead, he getting it. He getting it, boy.
That's his girl, girl?
That's his girl, girl, man.
Nah, that shit seems like some cosplay shit, bro. Like, they on some other
bro, he young, man. He young at heart. Yeah. Come on, that's a dog.
What he has is the bag, is what he has.
He's a dog. You can have a bag, but if you're a bag and a dog.
I'm glad he has some personality now. I've seen him on fucking NFL Network and shit. Yeah. Not a fucking prune as he fucking was as a coach. So
those are good times, man. I miss him. But shit, before we get out of here, I have a question.
Yeah.
So I was gonna ask you guys when we met up, but I was like, you know what? Let me save it for the pod. It's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
So I saw something online where they said there's two ways people think. They either have a visual memory.
Yeah.
Not even memory, just the way they think. They think visually. Or they have a narrator in their head that says shit that they're going to do. So I want to ask you, how does your brain work?
I have a narrator for my vision.
I'll give you an example.
Like when you're thinking of something in your head, are you just thinking of it visually or are you just saying it in your head?
Like I can't picture shit. So if you tell me like, imagine the apple, I can't just like picture it.
So like, do you like, okay.
It's just
okay.
Narrator. It's just like I can see.
It's just a voice. Like, it's just a voice there. Yeah,
no. So like,
I can't like imagine an apple without seeing one.
Like when you say, hey, I got to do this, right? Like I have to, like you say it in your head. Like, hey, I got to take my car to get gas. Do you just say it in your head? Or do you visualize it?
Say it.
I visualize.
You visualize it?
Yeah.
You don't say it?
I visualize it.
Oh, wow.
I imagine myself.
I'm doing pretty much talking to myself.
So you imagine yourself doing
it? I imagine myself doing pretty much everything that I do.
So you don't say it?
I talk to myself too. But
No.
But like when I think, when like naturally when I think about doing, if I'm like planning to do something,
yeah,
it isn't, all right, bro, you got to go do that. It's like me doing it.
Oh shit! See, he's different. I'm a narrator, bro.
Yeah, I'm narrator.
No, I'm a visionary for sure.
If I think of anything, I'm seeing it in my head.
Yeah.
Like you got to go wash the car or some shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in my head.
Nah, like
it's not like, yo, I visualize myself washing the car.
No, it's like when you like we're about to leave, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm about to, I don't think I'm about to leave. I think about taking down all the stuff for the podcast.
That's like, not, see, now you're fucking
up. I'm tweaking now?
Yeah.
That's
okay, confusing. If you ask
so, like, me. If we talk about, like, we're going to go pick up the rest of the stuff and put it, are you imagining yourself taking it down or are you saying to yourself in your head, like,
I imagine. I imagine. I know what you're asking me. I imagine.
So when you think, hey, I got to go home, you think about yourself at home, going home.
I think about myself going home.
There's no narrator. Yeah, you got to go home now. You should go
the
home.
The only time that I'll ever end up like that is if I'm extremely tired. And I'll talk to myself.
And this is all a lead up to what the second part of the question is.
What's that?
Where if you're more of an imaginative person, there's a 75% higher chance of being a homosexual.
Fucking bitch.
Fuck, bro. I can't do shit without fucking laughing. This kid's so hard.
But I saw your fucking.
I couldn't even look over. I could just look at it. I just started looking down and shit.
Bro, your lips are doing the quiver shit. And then it was over.
And then you try to do the. I feel like then you're just doing a fake. I feel like I'm doing a fake voice too.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
That's crazy though, huh? Because we think differently.
I just don't believe you guys don't imagine shit though.
If I ever imagine something, I have to say it. Like, as of imagining it.
If I tell you, like, can, like, picture an apple.
I can. I was trying to do it while you were saying it. I was doing it.
Like, I can, I feel there's a difference where I can picture, like, if I want to imagine an apple there, I can imagine an apple there. But if I wanted to bake it in my head, I can't just, like, it's not here.
Like, I could visualize it, but, like, it's like a dark picture.
There was a test, though. There was a test a couple years back. They said, close your eyes and, like, envision the apple. Exactly what you said.
Yeah. I can't do that.
There was a test.
Okay.
I can't do it when it's like this, bro.
Okay, why?
I don't know. It's just, I'm laughing.
Okay, just stop laughing.
And Vision Apple. Just picture it. Does that be red?
Yeah, whatever color. It could be yellow. Yellow sour one with mold.
You know what I feel like for me? It comes in like a quick, it'll be like a glimpse. I can't just keep it.
Do you know what it is? I think your brain starts to think about it too much and then all of a sudden it disappears.
Yeah.
So you could like just, you had the apple just sturdy there.
When Devin was saying it, the apple was moving around the room and shit. I ain't going, no rap cap.
Okay, so what happens when you picture an apple?
It's wherever I want it to be.
Look, okay, no, like, how does it, is it like?
What size is it?
It's a pause, bro. What the fuck?
The fuck?
That's the crazy, apple, bro.
Why are you,
why? I don't even know how the fuck you pulled that out of what he was asking.
What's, I don't care how fucking big or small it is.
Because the apple is like this big right now when I imagine it.
It's not even a real apple.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
Where the fuck are you getting those apples, bro?
No, like, because it's like magnified.
It's like, okay, so like that, like you got definition on that apple?
Yeah, and it's like a test kit. It's almost like something we're zooming in on. I'm zooming in on it. You guys aren't there. I'm there though. I'm not even capping, bro. I'm
so here. You're a really good visualizer.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if there's, like, which one's better though? That's what I want to know. I saw that, I was like, but which one's better?
What do you think crazy people are though? Are they narrators? Do they hear a whole bunch of voices or do they see things?
It's not a bunch of voices. It's my voice.
It's basically voice. Talking to myself just silently in my head.
Yeah. No, I don't got that.
But you know what the weird thing is?
You're crazier than me, so like, I don't think so.
If I'm sleeping and I wake up and I'll see like my chair there, if I have my jacket on my chair, I'll look at that. And if I look at it long enough,
it'll be something.
It's going to start morphing into something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens, though.
But yeah, they say if you look at yourself in the mirror for 10 minutes, your face will morph. I've never done it.
You've done it. Shut up.
Looking at yourself for 10 minutes, I would fucking be like, I'm definitely going to get possessed.
No, like,
who the fuck looks at themselves for 10 minutes?
I've only ever done 3 minutes.
3 minutes is fucked.
No, your face does. You start seeing weird shit, though, really. Like, you're like, you almost like.
That happens when you look at like perception. A picture of yourself. If you look at it for too, like, if you see it too many times, it looks different.
Yeah, your smile starts to look a bit deformed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that first. Yeah, it's always my smile.
But when you do the invert shit and you're like, holy fuck, my whole face is twisted, bro.
Yeah.
That was
that shit's crazy.
Like, that shit is not.
But is that how people see us?
That's what it's supposed to be.
I don't like that shit.
Bro, my head be like this way. Yeah. Like, ugly motherfucker.
Yo, when you look, are you favoring like one eye over the other?
My left eye is better than my right eye.
I feel like I look pretty much both eyes.
Yeah, I feel like my left, that like this is my strong side.
Do you know how you know which eye you're favoring? Is that what side of the nose you see?
That's crazy. I feel like you might be capping about that.
I do see the left side of my nose.
Mine is the right side.
Yeah, like
I'm looking mostly.
Should I see the right one?
The fucked up part is, what you mentioned is, you know, we could always see our nose, but we never see it. Did you know our stomachs are always making noise, but we can't hear it?
Oh, yeah, no shit.
No, but what I'm saying is like they're making loud enough noises that we should be able to hear, but we don't because we hear it.
Yeah, your body just tunes it out.
That's fucked.
But your nose is the opposite of what you said. It's that you're always seeing your nose. Your body just knows to
avoid it.
Like making it invisible.
Yeah, but that's similar to what I'm saying though. Like your body's always like, your body's doing something that you just don't recognize.
Yeah.
But that's fucking zapped, yo.
Can we find out which one's better though?
Narrator imagination.
They both gotta have their benefits, man.
Yeah, like even when I think about like doing anything like work related or anything that like of that sort, it's like I imagine myself telling somebody to do something. Yo, I feel like I have a third person view sometimes, bro.
Wow. So you should be good at manifesting.
That's like probably where it's based out of, I think. I feel like at that point in my life when I was 17 and I decided that I want to try manifestation, that's where I kind of learned to do that.
Oh, so you've never always been like this?
I've practiced imagining. I was high for 4 years before.
Okay.
But so
what the fuck? You had something going on in your head, bro.
Brother, I like made a conscious decision that I... And now it's stuck, though. Now it's stuck. It's like some shit I did by accident and now it's stuck.
You're like, I'm gonna just start imagining shit.
But like, now it's stuck. Like, I used to, no, rap cap, keep it 100 with you. I used to imagine how I wanted to walk. So I like walked. Like, I imagined that shit. I imagined it all. No, that sounds crazy, but I mean it. I promise.
I think Devin's right. Does make you pretty homosexual.
That's crazy.
75%. I want to just how I walk.
Nah, you just have to learn how to, you know, to bring the aura walk.
Learn how to fucking walk?
Nah, I knew how I wanted to be. Like, yeah, I knew how I wanted to be. You feel me?
Sorry, bro.
All right, bro. Anyways, yeah, I know I lost y'all some money last weekend, but the NFL was on some fucker, man. I know the AS was going to get me back. So this week, man, we finna hit the jackpot, boy. You know what I'm talking about? Boss man, D-Lo, he dropping Friday and shit, man. You already know what's coming on, boy. Yes, sir, man. Catch y'all at next week, man, on NLS, man. You know, we coming back. Good old motherfucking stock. Peace.
Yes, sir.